Ars Electronica 2008. A new cultural economy.
Now I may introduce you to Jan Marušič, the award of distinction. Quotation from our jury. To a work dealing with the observation of a psychological phenomenon to an outstanding live performance. Jan Marušič's Blue Remix is a highly compressed, intense performance based on biomedical interventions. I make it short, a quotation by Marušič himself, which interests because he's dealing with a time level in contradiction to time we're used to. He says, immobility is a way to travel through the body from the interior to the exterior, showing the deep inside movements, breath, flood, beats. It is a way to reveal the essence of the movement and even with this, the essence of the human being. And the quote ends, we are all the same. Marušič, may I ask you to come to the floor?
Hello, good morning. I didn't prepare nothing for this morning, no picture, no video. But it's good also to improvise. So it's a little strange to me to be there because it's like a virtual world and I'm not used to be in this kind of meeting. Because my the center of my work is really the body, so this is the start, really start of my work. I come from dance and martial arts, so during long time I work with this, and it's about 20 years I work with performing. I think I work basically with body art, but I think until 10 years ago I started to work with chemist or medicine or and sometimes electronics too. So it's not new, but the thing I want to say, it's I begin all my works with the body. And after I say, okay, what I need to say, so at this point I need technology, I need medicine, but it's not, it's just, a medium. It's not the center of my work. Because I think the human is the most important. So we have to be careful to use technology for growing up, not to destroy. So, with Blue Remix, I like very much this performance because it's there is a high level of poetic for me. It's I feel like a mirror. All the time the people ask me, okay, what will you will do in this performance? I say, I can explain what I do, but it's not important. The importance is what the people feel. And after they say, okay, I understand why you didn't answer to this question, because it's so heavy. It's not technical performance. It's I think it's a lot about vibration of the body. That's why I'm here. I like the idea of the presence, really to be there, to be in contact, in communication, non-verbal communication. That's for me really important. We have to explore the body like object of communication. So there is I think we did 10% of the possibility of the body to communicate. And so the technology can help to develop this, but I think before we have to understand the body alone can grow and communicate with very subtle energy. I'm a little bit confused because my English is really bad. So what interests me also in the body, in my work, it's to show the thing we not used to show. For example, secretion. Normally in our world, the people don't want to see, to speak about secretion, to all these things. And I take this and I try to transform them to it to something poetic. So the people can say, okay, normally this kind of thing is disgusting, but here I can transform it, it's like magic or poetic. So after this, the people can transform everything to poetic things. And also, I work a lot with the death idea, the death body. Not especially in this one, not so much, but the other one, for example, I have a performance, I lay down with an anthill, immobile 5 hours, so it's like a really strong experience, and the people can think I'm dead. And it's really strange because a lot of people say to me, okay, maybe it's a little bit boring, 5 hours to stay here. And I was really surprised because the people come in and they're looking a dead man. And also like a mirror. Okay, maybe in one day I will be there. Something like this. And with the ants coming everywhere. So the death is really present, not in terms of like necrologic, it's more philosophic way of thinking the death. And also to have the presence of the body, because you can see dead men, if you want, 300 times on the TV, every day, at least. But in real life, we don't see that person so much. So it's a little bit, death is a little bit virtual in kind of. And I try to put the body like a non-virtual object. For me, it's really, really, really important. It's like I was thinking before, okay, the virtual artist try to make it real. And maybe for me, I try to use my body to be surrealist or something like this. So this is two way, but I think we all try to grow up. What can I think? So I don't know. Maybe there is some question because I think I did. Wait, there's a microphone there.
Thank you. So if you would make a difference between dance and performance, maybe you can say you work as a you worked as a dancer with your body and as a performer on your body. And if you agree to that, so what made you change the relation to your body to work with death and all this peripheral? There must be a reason to step over that border.
Yeah. I think at one time I feel okay, the movement for me it's over. I can't say anything more with movement. So I make a performance like against movement, and I was just standing on the stage like this, and with a voice speaking about against movement, against dance, against me, against everything. So against. And after I think, okay, what can I do with the immobility? So I try to find movement in the immobility. I try to find life in the immobility. So now it's not immobility against movement, it's immobility to show other movement, internal movement, really small movement, and I think it's powerfully for me, for my experience. So that's why I change completely. Yes. No. I enjoy to go to see the dance show. It's not a problem. But for me, in my body, I don't feel to dance anymore. Can you give the microphone there?
I also have a question about your state. I mean, what's your state of mind when you're doing...
State of what?
State of mind.
Yes.
Or, okay, it's obviously no more mind anymore when you're doing your performances. Because you are very interiorized, and then mind doesn't have to do anything with it. And it's obviously that you work with very subtle energies. And I was just wondering if it's a state of meditation or something like this when you do your performances, or it's something else.
Yes. It's... I think it's meditation. So to prepare my performance, I'm teacher of Qigong. So I work with energy. So to cure, to something like this. So to prepare my performance, I work basically with meditation. And for two reasons. One, to get vision, because I think the processus, it's like, okay, I don't have idea, I have vision of meditation. And after this, I say, okay, it's possible to make this crazy thing or no? And how can I do? And after I put intellectual, I put research, I put other things. But the base, it's really inside me, without reference, without nothing. I don't care about this. But after I can put it on, but basically no. And also with meditation, of course I get this state to be immobile for 5 hours or more, and to do really crazy things. But yes, it's about energy, gérer l'énergie. Comment on dit gérer l'énergie? To manage energy in different way. Yeah. Other question?
How do you judge the success or failure of a performance? Do you watch the videos of the performances afterwards or anything like that?
No, I don't watch. Sometimes I watch 2 minutes like this. Every performance I film, but I don't look it, because I prefer to feel the moment. For me, it's really the performance. It's also to feel the people around me during the performance, and that's really, it's more interesting. So sometimes I look to, but I'm not interesting really to see my work after.
Another very primitive question. When you do a thing like that last night, can you use other colors?
Use what?
Other colors.
Other colors? No.
No, okay.
No, why not other colors?
For two reasons. One, it's really technical, because different products I use, it's LC in blue. And the other thing, it's I didn't want to use red, because blood. So I think the blue represents imagination or something like this. So I use blue. And blue, it's not really in the nature. Maybe some flowers, but what? Yes, but before reality, blue will exist. And I think when all the king will dead, blue still exists. Yes, there is one.
I have another question.
Yes.
Because you said you want to explore movement inside, not anymore outside, no? With the, and you talk also about to manage energy in a different way. I don't really understand what you mean. And you also said you, when you are inside in the box, you feel the people, so you are not concentrated all the time in the inside energy, or how it works, your reflection, or it's just a concept about movement inside.
It's not a concept. It's, for me, it's one thing. To be inside me or to be outside, it's like I try to break this frontier, border between inside and outside. So for me, I feel the same. I feel like the same inside and outside. So I can feel everything. This is very long to explain now. Maybe I have 2 minutes. So it's really take time to explain this process. But it's real. It's not virtual. So I can be concentrated, really concentrated. More I am concentrated in me, more I can feel outside too. I can't explain. I can explain, but not now. I think it's not the point. There is some other question there.
I'm sorry for any other questions. We have to stop. And thank you very much, Medusi, for your presentation.
Thank you very much.